Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
These 10 guys hit lepers together. They were on the same ground. They were together.
Yeah.
They were hanging together then. Well, because society is going to outcast them.
That's right.
See, society will put you in categories.
Yeah.
If you're in the in crowd, everything's going well. But boy, when you're on the outside, it's tough. I can just imagine those lepers, you know, on the outskirts of the village there, you know, probably people had to bring them food and leave it to them. They had to pick it up. They couldn't intermingle with their family. It was a hard life.
Yeah.
And they were going through a lot of pain. Can you imagine having sores on your body? Can't feel your limbs. You can't smell. All your face is all messed up. You had to wear some clothing that was all tattered to let people know afar off that they see you coming. That you had leprosy. Wow, this was a terrible thing. But one day, as they said, Jesus Christ was passing by. I like what it says there in verse 11. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee, and he entered into a certain village, and there met 10 lepers that stood afar off. This is very important. See, Jesus never touched these lepers. See, that's very important, because if you touched them, you know, he would have, you know, what they say, you would have been cursed. So Jesus, he said, hey, I didn't come to destroy the law, but I came to fulfill it.
Amen.
So he didn't touch the lepers, and this shows the power of God. You know, as they cried out, Jesus, have mercy on us, Jesus heard them. They evidently knew that Jesus Christ could heal them. They knew that Jesus Christ was different. He wasn't like the other priests that could not heal leprosy. Matter of fact, there was only two cases in the Bible where leprosy was cleaned.
Yeah.
Only two. So now these 10 guys got leprosy, and they're asking Jesus to have mercy. Were they asking for healing? We don't know, but they wanted to have some mercy. I'm pretty sure the constant pain day in and day out, but they wanted some mercy. They're calling to Jesus, have mercy on me. And we know that Jesus Christ is full of compassion, and he had mercy. But the response of the 10 lepers is amazing, because Jesus simply told them to go and show yourself unto the priest. This was important, because during the Levitical time back then, only the priest could declare you clean of leprosy. So they had to go. See, Jesus Christ is following the rules here. So he said, go show yourself unto the lepers. Now the lepers' response could be, hey, show them what? We're not cleansed. But the Bible said, as they went, obedience is always better than sacrifice. So they weren't cleansed, but being obedient to the word of God, he said, go show yourself unto the priest. Because that's what in Leviticus said you had to do, because they're the only one that could say you clean and get you back into society. So as they went, they turned and they're walking. Limbs are starting to grow back. Their skin is clearing up. Well, one of them noticed that he was healed. One of them noticed that he was healed. And I'm pretty sure the other ones were overjoyed and excited. Hey, that we're healed. But they did not give thanks to God. I tell you, our generation that we're in is some unthankful people.
Yeah.
Jesus is teaching here that we need to be thankful.
Amen.
We don't need to be thankful for just for the healing, but we need to be thankful to the healer.
Yeah.
This is what Jesus is teaching here. So as this guy comes back, he falls on his face and he just prays and worships God for the healing.
That's good.
And also not just for the healing, but for him.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.